The governor's campaign said it ran out of time to check a million signatures from those who want Scott Walker out of office. Initially given 10 days, the campaign did get an extension twice that long, but was recently rebuffed in asking for an additional 2 weeks to pore over petitions. Today was the deadline for the campaign to turn in its challenges. State Democratic Party Chair Mike Tate says Walker's campaign had resources to review the petitions, yet didn't challenge one signature as invalid.
He can't come up with one incident of a bad signature. I think it's pretty telling. I just think it's laughable that he claims there were 13,000 volunteers and $10 million in recall funding that he can't count the signatures.
State election officials have until March 19th to review the governor's recall petitions. Government Accountability Board spokesman Reed Magny says the agency will continue to look for invalid and duplicate signatures. If the needed amount of signatures, 504,000, are found acceptable, an election will be scheduled. But Magny can't say when that might occur.
It's a little bit early to say. One of the things that we don't want to do is have any recall elections in April. You know, we have a statewide election on April 3rd for the presidential primary as well as for the local spring election. We need to give our clerks about a month to wrap that election up.
Supporters of the recall effort cite a number of reasons for wanting him from office, including cuts to education, badger care, and taking away collective bargaining for most public workers. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.